Hey y'all, it is November 1st, All Saints Day, so I wanted to hop on because it's my birthday, and I've just gotten a lot of bad information about my own birthday all my life, so I wanted to share what I've gotten because I don't want anybody else to be confused. Good morning, y'all. I wanted to hop on today because today is my birthday. And all my life, All Saints Day. And all my life, you know, I was raised in one of the divisions of Christianity, Catholicism. I am not a Catholic anymore. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian and I read my Bible. I'm not about division. I'm about all of us Christians need to get on one accord, which is the Word of God, and get it together. So that's what I'm about, number one. So, but I grew up Catholic, and so growing up Catholic, you're taught that All Saints Day, that the saints are dead. And so, you know, when the Lord kind of met me where I was and I became saved, and, you know, I'm reading my Bible and all this, I'm like, wait, the saints aren't dead? We're the saints. So let me blow your mind for a quick second and give you some biblical narrative to this. I just put up a post to it, and I was just kind of compelled to do a video because it is my birthday, and I was like, you know, I'm born on All Saints Day, and you should, you know, people like to, you know, have a connection to their birthday. And so I'm like, happy birthday to all the saints. Happy, you know, this is a holiday for all of Christians. That's what today is. It is not a holiday about the dead. That is not what it is. If you go to, you know, in the Bible, the demon said, you know, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? Like, who are you talking? So we should be able to trust Paul, right? The apostle that the Lord like met on the road and got his mind right real quick. And so Paul wrote a lot of books in the New Testament. And if you read at the beginning of most of them, he says, this is Romans 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets. Yes, we still exist in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace, apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you. You who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Are y'all reading your Bible? Because, okay, let's go to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. I'm reading chapter 1, y'all. I'm not going deep in them. I'm going into what it says, and I'm not going to start, you know, where I did before, because now you know it's the Apostle Paul giving these letters to all of the churches in the lands. Instead, he said, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified by Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, who is Paul writing these letters to? Well, it clearly says in the Bible, because I don't make up, I'm giving you the Lord's word. It says he's writing these letters to the saints. So who are the saints? We're the saints, the church. We are the saints, the believers in Jesus Christ. We're the saints. So why on All Saints Day have a portion of Christian sects decided that the saints are dead? Does that make any sense to anybody? Because in the Bible, it tells us we're not supposed to be praying to the dead. That's necromancy. So what are these different sects of Christianity doing? They're praying to the dead and they're instructing us to pray to the dead. We're not supposed to be praying to the dead. Today is All Saints Day. We are the saints. So I just wanted to kind of give clarity on that because it's my birthday, and you know, I've always enjoyed All Saints Day, and for many years I've been given the okie doke about what it was. So I wanted to jump on here and give you the truth about it because we are the saints. The saints are the church. The saints are not dead. The saints are alive. And so when we get our Christianity and our faith together, then we can war properly. Our weapons are prayer. Our weapons are worship. Our weapons are the word, the Bible, the word of God. These are our weapons. We don't have to fight against flesh and blood. God, we pray, we worship. So on your day where you're feeling heavy, you know, this is what, you know, kind of started getting me through. And so I offer this to you as for my birthday, I want to give you something, you know, create a playlist. There's so much like Christian rap and, you know, Christian, hip hop now and different things with like amazing beats and just so much stuff. So worship is a weapon. So I encourage you to get your favorite playlist of worship songs and go in some days, just, you know, be bopping around your car, bop around the house, because that really will eliminate and help you get through. So that's just my two cents and my tip. And also tonight, and tomorrow they're having a revival. It started yesterday. So I went yesterday. I thought it was really important to go because of Halloween. And I was like, are we gonna beat the devil on this day? So when believers come together, where two or more are gathered, y'all already know what happens. So the revival is on Dillard University's campus. Y'all, you've seen all these revivals at colleges. So I was really excited about that. It has been pulled together by Pastor Everett. So shout out to him and the team. I went yesterday. It was amazing. Shout out to Bishop Sam Blakes. He delivered the message on last night, but tonight is my birthday. And so if you're interested in praising the Lord, that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. So come join me and everybody else at Xavier. Xavier, come out too, but we're going to be at Dillard University's campus. It is under a tent. It is chilly out there, but you know what? The Lord died on the cross, so I can be chilly for a couple hours. Bring your cap, your jackets and coats. They had somebody out there with like a blanket if you're like really cold. They do have heaters set up outside under the tent for everybody. So I hope you come and join the revival. You know, we say pray for New Orleans and do all these things. So let's actually, you know, where two or more gather, let's do that and pray for our city, because that's what I want for my birthday. I want a better New Orleans. I want a healed New Orleans. I want love. I want to release the spirit of love, understanding, wisdom. I pray that the scales fall off of people's eyes. You know, I want to strike down murder and suicide and fear and anger and unbelief. Start there. New Orleans has too much confusion, and we need to pray for our city so our people see. And the crazy part is we're such a Christian city, but we've been taught so many bad things. So, or I should say things, you know, to confuse us. Let me say that, to cause confusion so that we don't get clarity, but we need clarity right now. So I just wanted to jump on real quick because it is my birthday and it's on All Saints Day. And so many people are confused by that day. So we are the saints. Read your Bible. I gave you two great, examples of that in Romans 1, and 1 Corinthians 1. So you can enjoy those, because who would Paul be writing these letters to? Well, Paul says he's writing the letters to the saints. Romans 1:7, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Who's he talking to? He's not talking to dead people. And I'll give it to you one more time. 1 Corinthians 1. And that is 1 Corinthians 1:2, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. So we are the saints, written by, confirmed by the word of God. I'm going to give you the word of God and direct you to the word. So we are the saints. Praying to dead people is necromancy. And I know people who've been in certain sects of Christianity and maybe like, right now. And I understand, I've been there, but it is what it is. This is the word of God. And we need to focus on what's real and what's not. So, there's that. So thank y'all for all the birthday wishes. I absolutely appreciate it. And if we want to do something about New Orleans, let's go pray about it tonight at Dillard University. So I'll see you there. It is for 7:00. I know there's a panel that starts at 6, but worship starts at 7. So we'll see you tonight at 7:00. Bring your blankets. Bye.